This presentation is brought to you by iAwaken.org, a not-for-profit organization. We hope you enjoy the presentation. Please observe the copyright terms to which you have agreed.
The halacha that the Marshal is going to analyze is a plank, half in Rishus HaRabim, half in Rishus HaYochid. An animal stands upon it in Rishus HaRabim and it causes damage to Kelim in Rishus HaYochid. The din is potter. So we see already that the Marshal paskins like the Rosh and the Rif against the Rivosh and the Tosfos Shatz. Kosov HaRosh, Tamiyali. The Rosh writes as follows, and he quotes, Tamiyali, Lama Hutzroch HaRif LeFarish Taima Mishum Dur Chayu. Why does the Rif give the reason for Shein V'Regel being Potu B'Rishus HaRabim because of Urchayu, Tepuk LeMikro V'Yabasode Achev, Efshe Shevosh LeFarish Taim HaPosuk V'Chuli. V'Nafki Mire, Shein Eitz Oruch Munach Mikzoso B'Rishus HaRabim U'Mikzoso B'Rishus HaYochi. That if there's a long plank, half in Rishus HaRabim, half in Rishus HaYochid, V'dolso Olov B'Rishus HaRabim, and the animal stood upon it in Rishus HaRabim, V'shibro Kelim B'Rishus HaYochid, and he broke Kelim B'Rishus HaYochid, Ptura. V'rivosh Ba'al HaTosfos Loi Pirish Kein. And the Rivosh Ba'al HaTosfos wasn't mefarish that way, L'kamon Gabisho Yochiach Shibirishus Adkan L'Shoin. Now whether he had the Rivosh explicit, or whether he says that the Rivosh is our Ba'al HaTosfos, and since the Rivosh deletes this example from the case that the Tosfos Shatz and others give, you see that the Rivosh doesn't hold of that, that that is a case of Ptur. I'm not sure whether the Rosh knew that the Rivosh said Mefurish Fakert, or whether he's Medaiket from our Tosfos and he holds that the Rivosh is the Ba'al HaTosfos, that I don't know. In our Rosh it didn't say Rivosh Ba'al HaTosfos, didn't it? It just said Rivosh, Rabbi Neshmul. V'nireh sheloi kivein das harif b'hai nafkuso. And it appears, says the Marshal, that the Rosh did not fully understand the Rif in establishing this Nafkimina. The Marshal is an early Achron. He has a lot of Keach. He's an Achron that lived in the same period as the Ramor and the Beis Yosef, just at the turn from the Rishonim to the Achronim. So he's got sort of 1 foot in the Rishonim and 1 foot in the Achronim, a very powerful Achron. And he says these kind of things from time to time. The Marshal is shocked. The Marshal was related to the Ramon, and they lived for a period of time in the same town. They were both in Krakow for a period of time. They fought like anything and respected each other enormously. The Marshal was also the Rav in Brisk for a period of time. He was a very important figure in his time. V'nire shelo kiven das harif b'hai nafkuso. For if that was the purpose of the Rif telling us this, that we should know this nafkimina in this obscure halacha, in that case, this is not the correct context for the Rif to give us that information. So while what you can say, says the Marshal, you can say it in the words of the Rif, but if you look at the context of the Rif, it doesn't imply that. It should come in Perik Sheni, where we learn the Ptur of Shein V'Regel and Rishus HaRabim. That's where it should say, give this din, that it's the reason that Potter Rishus HaRabim is because of Chayu, and then we would know, and then the example would be this long stick, and then it should have given the reason. Or, alternatively, Miyad Achar Tzroiris Le'el. Or we could have done it with Tzroiris. The Masik of Potter Rishus HaRabim Kamoi Regel, where the Gemara concludes that Tzroiris is Potter Rishus HaRabim just like Regel. And then he should have said, and Shein V'Regel Apotu B'Rishus HaRabim, when the Gemara says Tzroiros have the same din as Regel, there the Rif could have said, and what is the din of Regel? Apotu B'Rishus HaRabim, because of Urchayu. But he didn't. V'eich bo lekan, achar v'kulun ovis v'toldois, mu'odim mitchiloso. Why does he come and tell us here, after summarizing and telling us that all the Ovis and Toldos are Mu'odim Mitchilosum, then he tells us the reason for Shein V'Regel being Urchai, being Potter B'Rishus HaRabim, what's the Ptur B'Rishus HaRabim got to do with the discussion of this Sugya, which is simply, are the Toldos like the Ovis or aren't they? And you remember how the Rif learned that Kasha? Are the Toldos Mu'odim mitchiloson, or are the Toldos first time, and then what rule do the Toldos follow with regard to the Ovis? That's the subject of this sugi according to the Rif. So what's the place here to give us the reason for the Ptur of Shein Beregel? Lachein nireli she'arif bo liyashev apshat shel ha'gemara. If I think the Rif is telling us this in order to explain the pshat of the Gemara. Toldoseim kiyetze bohem. Kasher bitchilas akushio shel toldoseim kiyetze bohem oiloi. The meaning of, what does it mean, toldoseim kiyetze bohem? Carrying on from the initial kasher of whether toldoseim is kiyetze bohem olav. Perush harif. Kivan dekayim ala nezek sholim amoinuhu. V'chatzi nezek nosuhu. Remember that Rif? Shemuel meshalim min aliyah v'tam migufo ba'inen lemeida told us dani obis ki yitzu behin oloi ad kan. Remember that was the Rif's parish of the original kasha. V'inei b'shita zu holach harif l'sayim bidvarot kol ha-sugya. And the Rif follows this through, that being the analysis of the original question, the Rif follows the whole thing through until the finality, which is now alkein heishiv loya tarzan. Therefore the tarzan answers in the sugya. Kol ha-toldos kiyetze bohem. All cases of toldos are kiyetze bohem, except for tzoriris. V'lo yelecho sveike b'zu ezu tam ezu muad, and thus you have no query as to which is tam and which is muad. They're all exactly like the av. Ki kulon ovos v'toldos muadim mitchiloson zulas keren shu mishune. Because all are muadim mitchiloson, with the exception of keren, and you'll know keren because it's mishune. Vimboso ledo mashu keren or ena keren. So now you need to know what is keren and what isn't, because you have new cases. That's the whole thing with a tolda. You have a new case, a nezek with motor cars or with tractors or with aeroplanes. You've got a new nezikim which are not listed in the Gemara. So you've got to know, number one, is there tamo or is there muad? So the answer is everything is muad mitchiloso except keren. Good. How will I know if it's a tolda the keren or not? Helecho aklal. Herewith is the rule. L'chol mashu urche, anything which is urche, you told the regel. That's told the regel. Mishum hachi potter b'rishus ha-rabim, and therefore it will be potter b'rishus ha-rabim. V'im shinto ha-behemo mi'at me'urchayu. And if the animal even changes its normal behavior a little bit, ha-shein v'ha-regel atzmoy nekroim kerim, then even shein and regel would become kerim. V'chayovim b'rishus ha-rabim, and would be chayov b'rishus ha-rabim. K'goin sheholcho v'ochlo, the urcha uptura. If she walks down Rosh Hashanah Rabbim and eats, that's urcha, it's potter. Koyfetzes v'achlo. If the animal jumps and bites off the trees, chayeves, chatzin ezek, then it'll only be chatzin ezek. Kekerin, kedit, beferik sheni, leferish rashi. As it actually says in Perik sheni, going to perish rashi. V'chol ki hai gavne, kishe meshane ma'at, she'enu chayu behochi. And any such case where the animal changes its behavior a little bit, it's deviant in its behavior, chayovim mishum keren chatzi nezek b'rishus harabim. The owner will be chayov chatzi nezek b'rishus harabim because of keren, u'meile b'rishus hanizek nezek sholim, and automatically in b'rishus hanizek he'll be chayov nezek sholim, kegoin alibe de Rabbi Tarfon. That's the first machloikis between the Rosh, or it is the machloikis between the Rosh and the Marshal, in the Perush and the Rif. The Marshal does not accept that the Rif has come to give this to us, l'haloche, to explain the case of the long plank. The Marshal says he has come to give it to us in order to be able to define what is keren and what is regel. Why is it so important? Because when we're looking at new toldas, we've got to have a way of evaluating every new tolda, whether it's keren or not. Why? Because keren will be potu, chayv v'rishus harabim chatzinezek, and regel will be potu. So the rule is, says the Rif, it's got nothing to do with whether he uses his mouth or his foot to do the damage. You've got to see whether it's urche or not. If it's urche, it's potter in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Lav urche, chayev chatzin ezek in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. And that's it. Why isn't keren muad potter in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim? It should be regular, you would have said, since it's urchayu. So you have to say that's always lav urche, although it becomes given the yayid urchehu, but since for a normal animal that's lav urche, that's how you would look at regular thing, not this animal. You can take an animal which is learned to jump, but if that's not the normal thing for that type of animal, if you've trained your horse to jump and eat off the tips of the tree, and he always does that, but that's not going to be mechayev you, that's not going to patter you, because it's urche for him. Urche will have to be for the species.
And, so and, the whole, like,
Yes. It'll be difficult, I think. Because he's making that the very essence of the difference between Keren and everything else. And that's why the Rif wrote Shein v'regel p'turim immediately after the other Ovis v'tildes. Interesting, two different approaches to the analysis of a text. The Rosh, who's not concerned about the context of it, and the Marshal, who is. And different perishim as a result of that. There's how you're going so far. Umikomoku, says the Marshal, nevertheless, Af Sheloi Kivein Harif Leze, even though the Rif did not intend what the Rosh said he meant. But nevertheless, the halacha, I agree with the Rosh. This case of the long plank, I believe the way the Rosh Paskin is correct, that he will be potter. But that's not what the Rif means, and not because of that, for other reasons, which he will now explain. Shim dorso al hadaf, if he stood on the plank, uvenianua shover kelim birushus hayochid, and through the movement of the plank, he causes kelim in Rishus HaYochid to become broken. Shu potu, he will be potu. V'loy chedivrei ha-toisvus shehem mechayevi, and not like toisvus who would hold him to be chayev. Which toisvus? The rivosh asvut, the toisvus shans. To give us a case where he's chayev, even though he's walking Rishus, yes, it'll have to be the other toisvus, right? How would Tosfos know that he should be chayv? Where does it come from? Rak mitoch kushyo he medak the king. They create this halacha from the diuk, because in the Gemara it says she'amrin in b'Gemara shor yochiach shu berushus. The lashon of the Gemara is shor yochiach because shor is berushus. Umakshim, and Tosfos asks, according to Shmuel, how can there be a case of Shor Birushus that is Chayev? The only time that the Shor is Birushus is in Rishus HaRabim. And if Tana Shor L'Raglai, then Rishus HaRabim is Potu, not Chayev. So ask Tosfos, how can you say Shor Yochiach Shu Birushus, when according to Shmuel, you're never Chayev when it's Birushus? But Tirtzu Be'etz Oruch, and they answer with Eitz Oruch at Kan L'Shoinom and so on. So that they create that as the only case they can think of where a shor will be chayev for regel in an area where he's allowed to walk. U'me'achash ena muchrochim leze, but says the Marashal, since you don't have a hechrich for that, you're not completely blocked. If that was taka the only case in the world, then you would be right. Then that would be the halacha. Clearly that is what the Gemara would hold. You can use the Gemara and Daf Yutes she'azu chayev. If you've got the Gemara and Daf Yutes, why do you have to come on to be mechadesh and you halacha in the case of the plank? Ki the isa beferik sheni v'chein b'chol ha'toisvus shelonu nimtzo kazeh ha'teirutz. And in our toisvus, printed on our Daf, that's the teirutz they give. V'loi kosov be'etz oruch rak b'toisvus shans motzash v'shitirutz be'etz oruch. Inami bitzroyrus. The loikos of beitz oruch. Full stop. Rak b'toyis v'shans matzati shetiret beitz oruch inami bitzroyrus. So the toyis v'shans gives both. Some toyis and some gerusas and toyis give only the eitz oruch, and our toyis gives only the tzroyrus. So our toyis is good. Only the tzroyrus is fine. The toyis v'shans obviously holds like the shilta giborim. No, okay. He held that they're both chayev. The Tosfos Shans hold that they're both chayev. And the other Tosfos that brings dafka the case of the Eitz Oruch holds maybe like Tosfos Shans also, both chayev. V'imkein minayin lonu lechayev ma she'en hasvoro noisenes. And so where from do you get the right to create a chiyuv which is not svorodik? says the Mashal, so this is the first indication that we've got that he disagrees with the halacha of the Tos for Shans al pisvora. Number one, he says there's no hechrich for it. If there's a hechrich, then even if there's no svora, what can you do? A hechrich is a mathematical proof. The only way you can learn the Gemara is Eitz Oruch. No, so that's what you've got to accept, like we see the Gemara in Daf Yutes, where Rabbi Zeira gave a svora and had to withdraw it because there was a brisa. So here too, svora or no svora, if that was the only way to learn the Gemara on that vault, so that's the halacha. The mathematical proof will always take precedence. But if we're going to say, there's no hechrich. So if there's no hechrich, you can suggest it al svora. But the svora also is against it, says the Marshal. Now what's the difficulty with that? What's the difficulty with the Marshal so far? Yeah, what are you going to do with the Gemara Daf Yutes? Is that also not Sforadik? The way we learnt it, yes, Taka. Daf Yutes is also not Sforadik. Except what can you do? There's a Braisa. So the Braisa is for Troiris. The Braisa is for Troiris. Now, to extend that Braisa to the plank as well, for that you need Sforadik. If you're going to say it's a Xeris, of course, with a Viyavis, good. That's for Troiris. Can you extend that principle also to the plank or not? So Lichoyer, of course you can. Lichoyer, there's no Chiluk. What's the principle in Daf Yutes? Uvir b'steyacher. How did we explain that? That you've got to look at the point of damage, not at the origin. And if you look at the point of damage, it's Rishus HaYochid. Vir b'steyacher. Gzeras HaKosef Potur. Gzeras HaKosef Chayev. In that case, Troiris, long plank, same business. There seems to be no basis on which to be Mechalik. Have you gone further in the Mashal already? Have you all seen the Mashal through? So the Mashal asked that kashana. V'im toymar din echod lohem? You might ask that this is the same as Troilus. K'moshu chayev b'Troilus, shenitzu l'shus ha'yochid, afa pishu b'shus ha'rabim p'turim, gamken k'shedorsu ala etz. The same as apply in dorsu ala etz as applies by Troilus. What would be the chiluk? Al kocha chiluk godol b'neihem. There's a very big difference between them, says the Mashal. And he's going to invoke the principle that we had in the previous thesis. Ki gamken hau chiluk mechalkin gabi hamizgalgil beragli odom. Because with boir hamizgalgil you already see this chiluk being employed. V'harosh hevio, and the Rosh himself brings it. V'ze l'shoino, and this is the Rosh's words. Afal pi she'ein darku shel odom lizbeinin bidrochim. Even though we say it is not usual for a person to be misboinen ala drochim, and therefore what did we want to say because of that kasha? Therefore we wanted to say that it is not choy choy, she'en darko lizboinen. And therefore it's not choy choy, therefore we want to say it's not choy choy, right? Yeah. Yeah, if we're going to say that the darko shel adam is ein darko shel adam is bein midrochim, and that's why it cannot be koicher. Haynu kashe doyres alakli umeshabroi bliz beinemus. That's a person who walks in the street and breaks a precious ming vase, stands on it. Aval kuli hay ein loy liishtagea lidrois bekeach shiyatis akli mim koime. Out of it to stand on a kli with such koyach that it on a plank that it moves and it hits something else v'yazik derech hilucho, that not adkan, that's what the Rosh said. So to say that a person can stand on something can zayin, there's a piece of something on the road, you don't look where you put your foot, you don't not stand on something, if it's on the road you walk. But if there's a plank that is long enough to cause damage and you realize that it's not secure, that by standing on it here it's going to move on the other end, one doesn't stand on such things as one walks. One walks around them. So there is a difference between the degree of his boin and his bedrochim. Ronnie, you heard a shir on Shabbos that it's a maila that you're supposed to stand on these things. You see what the Marshal says? You see what word the Marshal uses? That a person who does that is mishtageya, is meshugana. Of poshut meshugana. Ain others, ain darker shel odom. It's not derech odom. That means it's not derech eretz. The fact that he's busy thinking about his gemara or looking in a sefer at the same time doesn't make him less of a meshugana. Is it tamid chacham a meshugana? Is it tamid chacham a meshugana?
Which case?
But where, because he's thinking, he walks into a thing. That's the Gansan machine. But you should walk into poles, yeah. That you should be so engrossed in your learning that you walk into poles and you drive, you should bump other people. And that's taking it to its logical conclusion. Am I wrong, Ronnie? That it's taka, that shows that you're learning properly. Shows that you're learning properly. Seeming that you're a masmid. And all the gedolim do that. Yeah, all the gedolim do that too. That says what? Sitting on his hand is not being mazik anybody else. Sit on your own hand. Fine, sit on your own hand. That can zayin. You're entitled to learn while you're sitting on your hand. There's no issue to learn when you're at home, sitting on a chair. The question is it right when you're walking in the street to go with a sefer? Or to have something in your mind, or were you sitting with somebody else? That not. Many gedolim have done that, have hurt themselves and haven't noticed while they're learning. But they learn. That's in a situation where it's not meshuga to be learning. But the examples we're giving here is Rishus HaRabim. Ronnie came back and said that it's in Rishus HaRabim, it's a mitzvah to go bumping into people. And it's a simon of Asmode and Torah. It's a mashal, it's a vush mashal, it's lishtagel, it's meshuga. Not to be, you stand on something, but to actually cause damage by the way you walk. You see, in Eretz Yisrael nowadays, the yeshiva book can walk around with foreigners. Yeah. I explained to Ronnie that the reason that it appears that it came clearer in that shir that Ronnie was listening to later on, that the reason that the person said that is because he once bumped into something. The person who was giving the shir once bumped into something. So I told Ronnie, remember the story that I told you that Reb Meir told me about the Chaim story with the galach, and it's a very very important, very deep story. The Rosh Hashiva who went to an inn. And the innkeeper said he's short of rooms, he'll have to share a room with a galich, if he doesn't mind. So they go to sleep, and he has to get up early in the morning to catch a train. He gets up, he gets dressed, it's still dark, and he goes to the station. Lots of people at the station, they all come and kiss his hand. So the Rav thinks to himself, they're all kissing my hand. Maybe I'm a galich. After sleeping one night in a room with a galich, and you become a galich already. So he thinks to himself, I'm not a galich. Elamai, the fact that they're kissing my hand is a simon that I am a galach. I must be a galach. Otherwise, why would they be kissing my hand? He says, but I'm not a galach. He looks at himself. He sees he's wearing the galach's clothes. By mistake, he put on the wrong clothes. He says, oh, I'm a galach. Sure. He says, now I can see I'm a galach. They're kissing my hands. I've got the clothes of a galach. I must be a galach. He says, but I know nothing about. I haven't got a Bible. I haven't got nothing. He says, I can't be a galach. Puts his hand into his pocket. There's a New Testament. See, I am a galach. And they're busy kissing. I must be a galach. I've got a New Testament. So he opens up the New Testament. It can't make sense of it. Turns the page. It's all nonsense. He says, I can't be a galach. Surely a galach understands. You've got to understand the New Testament. He says, but 1 minute. I'm dressed like a galach. They're kissing my hand. I've got a New Testament. I must be a galach. I don't understand the New Testament. No galachim understand the New Testament. Says Reb Chaim, when people come to ask etzes and things from gedolim, those gedolim who aren't gedolim at all really shouldn't answer. And why they think they're gedolim? Why they are coming to ask me? So I must be a godel. I must be, otherwise why would they be coming to ask me? I don't really know what to tell them. So Mistom, I'm no different to the Chofetz Chaim, and all these other people also probably didn't know what to tell them. They also just made up the best they could think of. That's when you twist the mitzvahs to try and fit yourself into the role that you're finding for yourself. So when a person bumps into somebody when he's driving, instead of doing tshuva and saying, I'm a meshugana, or an irresponsible person, oh, the gedolim also do that. It's exactly the same. It's the same tendency to actually puzzle with one's own mum. It's a terrible thing.
But it needs a lot of strength of character to avoid looking at oneself as a goddess when everybody else is.
When everybody else looks at you as a good, and how, and how? That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. That was Reb Chaim. This was in Reb Chaim's day already. Reb Chaim was already worried about it. In his day already, he was worried about it. And Reb Meir is very worried today about it in a lot of different areas. And that was, of course, that's a difficulty. The dough makes the godel, but the godel has, if he's truly a godel, has to be strong enough to know whether he is or isn't. That's the difficulty. Did you say that you even said? That's the real. That's the Gora.
That shows the Derech Eretz.
If it was a human being, you wouldn't have to say sorry. Im Kain may high time and nami. So let us use that same chiluk, says the Marshal, Gabi Tsroirus, she metiza bekoyach enur chebekach. To be matiz Tsroirus with such strength that the Tsroirus go and damage somewhere else, that's enur chebekach, that's not usual. Umikol mokim, berushus harabim pturu. Nevertheless, in Rishus harabim is potu, meachal sha behemo en lo das lisboinen, velifamim regila avonim lahatiz. An animal is not alkalis bainan even that much. So if there are loose stones, an animal in its normal walking could be matiz and rishus harabim, but for a human being that wouldn't be normal. The reason that they give is that a person doesn't look where he's walking is because a human being is the only animal whose eyes don't point downwards. He looks ahead at lampposts and things. So that again, aval shor einav lemaito, but a shor has his eyes down at the bottom, and therefore a shor is expected to notice even things that a human being might miss. Hainu leinyan shor pikeach. That's talking about a clever shor. Shenofal b'yoyim leboyer, shepotu b'ala boyer. It's a normal daylight, a boyer, and the shor walks right into it. That's a stupid thing to do for a shor. His eyes, the Ribbono Shel Olam makes him in such a way that he looks downwards and he can see the boy. What does he get walking into the boy for? That's talking about such a case. V'huadin mishar takolos, any other takolos which the shor could reasonably have been expected to avoid. The shor should have looked down where he was walking and to have been careful. Aval lidrois al hakli, but to stand on a piece of Stuart crystal glass, afilu imiroye hakli lefonel, even if the shor sees the crystal glass there, en darkel isboinim bidrochim kadei shalo itazi. Darkel isboinim doesn't mean that he doesn't notice the glass there. He does. His einav is lamato, and we see from the Gemara further on that a shor, because he's made with his eyes down, is meant to see what's there. But even let's say he sees the glass there, what's he going to do? He's not expected to avoid it, because he doesn't understand the consequences of standing on crystal glass. He thinks it's fun, it makes a nice sound when it breaks. He doesn't know it's going to break somebody's heart. That is not aware of or cost somebody money. That's what it means. And darko shel ashor lisboinen means to think. Tvuno, to be loy medova mitoch dova. What is this? The crystal glass, and what will happen if I stand on it? That ashor can't reason. To see the glass, yes, but to understand the consequences, he can't. And anything which is in front of it, it stands on it, it doesn't go around it, the shore doesn't know how to go around and about. This is different than an Odom. When a person sees something in front of him, he has to be misboine. Adarabba Yosef, even more, Kadesh lo Yazik, he's got to think of the consequences. Can't just walk. That's all for an animal seeing an obstacle in the middle of the road. The animal is expected to see it, but is not expected to take measures to avoid it. That's not endarko lizboine. Aval kishedosa al hadaf v'hadaf menaneh v'shuvi b'rushus hayochid kelim. But if it stands on a plank, and the plank moves and breaks kelim and reshus hayochid, ala afilu odom sheyesh lo das, even a human being who has das, mikol makom kshedoyes al adaf ki hay gavna bevadai potur, lefi divrei Tosfos ba'atzman kavachim rabahim. Even a human being should be potter in such a case. Certainly an animal. Because that, to be misboina in that way, how can you be misboina? You just see a plank there. You walk, you stand on the plank. You're not breaking the plank. But you've got to know that the plank can be, even an odom doesn't have to think that far, that the plank goes all the way and can cause damage in Rishus HaYochid. A behemah certainly is potter. So what is the Maharshal said? He said these are two different cases. Kicking tsroiris, that is, in the case of a behemah, that is urche. Kicking tsroiris is urche, and even if you kick it into Rishus HaYochid, that's still urche. Because you're walking down the road, and it can happen that an animal kicks tsroiris. And therefore, no, sorry, that's lav urche. What we're going to say is lav urche. To kick that hard that it goes into Rishus HaYochid, that you're going to say is lav urche. But to stand on a plank, that's urche. In the sense of what you've got to examine is to what extent was the animal expected to anticipate the consequences of his actions. So in the case of kicking, it's unusual to be walking that hard. But stands on a plank, that's an action which is entirely urche. What about kicking tsuris in Rishus HaRabim? Now, why is that different? What are we going to say? Why is that different? So why, if it goes to Rishus HaYochid, if he kicks it 10 feet down Rishus HaRabim? But if he kicks it 10 feet down Rishus HaRabim, and it damages in Rishus HaRabim, then what's the din? The din is potter. Why potter? Because it's urche. Why? Go, and then? Oh, so that the ikur of urche is, says you've got to use is lizboinen, is the test of urche. So since there are normally stones, and an animal is not expected to examine, no, adarabi, he is expected to kick in Rishus HaRabim, it's not unusual that he'll kick. The question is, why in Rishus HaYochid is it called lav urche? Why when it goes into Rishus HaYochid is it called lav urche? Lav davke? Might be nearer. Also, there are two ways we can handle that, but let's just see firstly if there's any indication in the Maharshal how he handles it. All he brings from the Bora Misgalgel is the chiluk of Lisboine. Just half a second. So he says, "Mehai time enami gabit tsroiros she matiza bekoyach ein urche bekach." To be matiz tsroiros very hard, that is lav urche. Why berushus harabim potur? Mekomakum berushus harabim ptura. Why? Meachas she abehemo ein lo das lizboinim velifamim regila avonim lahatis. So why if it goes into Rishus HaYochid then is it ein darke bekach? Why is it harder into Rishus HaYochid? I think we can say more poshut. I think that we can say directions. It's a sidekick. If that's the love ruche, the normal walking, if he's walking forward and there are normally stones in the street and he normally kicks, no matter how far forward it goes, that can be, that's the normal, that can be the consequence of normal walking. But to kick over the side borders, that's not the normal consequence of walking. If the road bends, if the road comes to a turn, then you'll just have to say that there's a low clue. But the Chazal then established the criteria not by how hard, you can't go and measure how hard it was, but Chazal established it by whether it went into Rusha Yochid or didn't. That what? You're asking on the Mashal, why doesn't the Mashal just say that? But he doesn't say that. He says, "Umikol mokom b'rishus harabim p'tura." Why? He doesn't say that aloch el moshe b'sinai. He says, "Me'acha shabahema in lo das lisboinim v'lifamim regila avonim lahatis." Between rishus hayochid and rishus harabim. I think you would say that the Torah, the Chazal laid down the boundary line as the Rishus HaYochid, Rishus HaRabim. On the basis of what's normal. It's normal in Rishus HaRabim, it's abnormal for the stones to reach Rishus HaYochid. It could be that he kicks very far in Rishus HaRabim as well. But there's a low plug for that. I think that's how you would say that it's more unusual. If you're looking at the two Rishuyas, for a stone to get in Rishus HaYochid is unusual because it needs a great deal of kerach. For a stone to move in Rishus HaRabim doesn't need much koach at all. Once we've established that, then we've got to say, look, it makes no difference how close Rishus HaYochid is or how far Rishus HaRabim is. The principle is that in Rishus HaRabim you chayiv, and in Rishus HaRabim you potter, and in Rishus HaYochid you chayiv. So the Marshal is chaylik with the Shilta Giborim. The Shilta Giborim's principle was that there's no chiluk between Tsroiris and the Daf. This case. But in both cases, he's going to be potter according to the Rif. And that's why the Rif tells us, because it's a Urchayu, and the Rif deletes the Gemara on Daf Yutes. Masha'en Ken, the Marshal says, no, the Gemara on Daf Yutes stands, and the Rif can hold of the Gemara on Daf Yutes, and nevertheless he will hold it. In the case of the plank, he will be potter. Case of the plank, he will be potter. And the Mashal goes on to say that Ve'oid al kochach muchrach ato lechalek ben dorso al adaf letzroiris. And in any event, you have to be mechalek between the daf and the tzroiris. Deim loikein koshe lerif, because if you won't, if you're going to learn like the Rosh, then you're going to have a difficulty with the rif. I'm askona beferek sheni kishmati minatez tzroiris b'rishus harabim b'rishus hayochid azu chayiv. What are you going to do with the Gemara on Daf Yutes? He's not prepared to delete it, as the Shuta Geborim says. He says, even according to the Rosh, you have to come onto a chiluk. Once you've come onto a chiluk, you don't have to explain the Urchayu the way the Rosh did. You can't avoid the chiluk because of the Gemara on Daf Yutes. Shuta Geborim has found a way to avoid the chiluk. So that's how we come out. That there's a Gemara on Daf Yutes, on the Dalet, that Heitiza Tzroiris Bereshus HaRabim B'Shibru Kelim Bereshu Heziku Bereshus HaYochid. Although Al Pi Svore, the Gemara there wants to say he should be Potter, there's a Braisa which says he's Chayav. Explains the Rosh. There's a braisa that says it's chayav. But before we come onto the Rosh, in our case we have a Gemara that says that there is a case of chiyuv for sure even when he's walking birushus. Ask the Tosfos, according to Shmuel, how can there be a case of chiyuv for sure when he's walking there birushus? Answers our Tosfos, the Gemara in the Afyutes. Throw this. There is walking birushus and Rosh Sarabim. Damages in Rishus HaYochid is Chayav. Answers to this with Shams. Another case, the long plank. They also is Chayav. Says the Rosh, I'll bring you a Raya from the Rif that is not Chayav in the case of the long plank. Because the Rif says, Urchayu, the reason the chain of regal is potter with Rishus HaRabim is because of Urchayu. Ask the Rosh, what's the nafkimina lahalochit? Why should we be told that, that it's urchayu? Answers the Rosh to teach us that if the maise is urchayu, irrespective of where the nezek is, if the maise is urchayu, is potu. And this is urchayu, he's walking in Rosh Sarabim, he's standing on a plank, it's perfectly urche, the result of that must be potu. That's what the rif means. Hi, we have a Gemara and Daf Yutes. Similar, where he's walking in Rosh Sarabim, Tzroiris, hits them up and they land in Rosh Hashayachid. The Rosh doesn't refer to that Gemara. The Marshal does, and the Marshal makes a chiddush. The case of kicking up Tzroiris so hard that they land up in Rosh Hashayachid is not Urchay. Whereas the case of the long plank is Urchay. Once you've come to that chiluk, says the Rif, says the Marshal, then you don't have to explain the Rif's use of the explanation of Urchayu to you to come onto this case of the Daf. You don't need it for that at all. The reason that the Rif told us Urchayu is that we should know the difference between Keren and Shein Veregel. That is the criteria, whether it's Urchayu or not. That's all that's important. This halacha about the plank, sure, that's the halacha. Why is that the halacha? Because we have no source to say that he's Chayu. There's no source to say that he would be Chayu. And our pisvora, it's very different to the case of Tzroiris on Daf Yutes. The Shulta Giborim says no, the case is identical to the case on Daf Yutes. And if we're going to hold that you're potter in the case of Bishlomo, he says according to Tosfos Shans and the Rivosh, they hold Chayiv in both cases. Good, good. But according to Tosfos, to our Tosfos, to the Rivosh, according to the Rivosh, according to the Rosh and the Rif and the Marshal, if you want to say that in the case of the long plank you're potter, what are you going to do with the Gemara on Daf Yutes? The Marshal found a chiluk. The Shulta Giborim didn't, and the Shulta Giborim therefore says that you've got to then say Tzroiris, you're also potter. Either the Gemara, the Gemara is Lushuva Ali B'di Hilchas. Very difficult thing to say, but that's what he says. That's how far we are. There's a your case so far. Sorry? So far, it just needs a bit of chazorah, but it's clear. Now, the next thing we're going to do is the long rosh. Now we've got a long piece of rosh to do. I don't think we'll start it today, but let's just have a look at what it is, then you'll know what to prepare for Thursday. Part of the rosh we've done already. The Rosh starts Davovim with Aleph at about three quarters of the way down the first column and goes all the way till the end of that Simen. This is the Rosh that we did right in the beginning where he brings the two days, but it's all based on our Gemara here as to whether you've got to incorporate the chumras and kulas of each, when you're using a hybrid, when you're learning from a tzad hashoveh, do you have to incorporate the halachas of each, or does it adopt the halachas of one of the obis? In the case of avnei sakinu and masor she noflu rosh agag beruach mitzuyah, do we have to pattern in betomun, or do we say no? This is primarily bo. It's just that you need eish in order to answer a pircha. Those are the two days which the rosh brings. And the Rosh goes through it, and it goes right through our Gemara, including this very Tosfos that we've just been dealing with. So, Emir Sashim, that's what we'll do on Thursday night, the Rosh. Mm-hmm.